When Saddam Hussein moved his troops into northern Iraq this past weekend, he reestablished control over much of the protection zone that the United States created to protect the Kurds after their rebellion in 1991. But Saddam Hussein may have had more in mind than simply reasserting his authority in the north. Some analysts think that he was concerned that Iran and possibly Turkey were gradually taking control of this territory, that Baghdad was losing sovereignty over northern Iraq. NPR's Ted Clark has a report.
No one can know for sure what Saddam Hussein is thinking, but here are some developments that might well have alarmed him. Over the past year, the Iranians have used their ties with one Kurdish faction, the PUK, to substantially increase their influence in northern Iraq, according to Patrick Clausen of the National Defense University.
The Iranians have played on tribal politics and established a intelligence ministry office in the town of Erbil, an Iranian Red Crescent operation there in the town of Erbil. And in the last few months, the Iranians have started a military alliance with the PUK, directed against the other Kurdish group, the KDP.
And then, in late July, Iran invaded northern Iraq, taking advantage of the U.S. air cover that kept Iraqi forces out of the protection zone. 3,000 Revolutionary Guards traveled 50 miles into Iraq, attacked Iranian rebels who maintained bases there, and then returned to Iran after a few days. In August, Iran attacked again, this time with artillery fire across the border. Arab analysts quoted in reports from the region said Iran's true motive was not to attack its rebels, but to demonstrate its growing hegemony over northern Iraq. The United States took almost no action. Patrick Clausen.
The Gulf press is full of reports about this matter, and they're saying, why is the United States not talking about this when we thought the United States was unhappy with the Iranians, yet the United States hasn't done anything about the Iranians trying to grab a piece of Arab territory. And Saddam is being very effective at playing this card of saying that the Persians, the traditional enemies of Arabs, are trying to grab hold of Arab territory, and the United States isn't doing anything about it.
It's not only Iran that has sent troops into northern Iraq. For several years now, Turkey has also sent soldiers across the border in hot pursuit of Turkish rebels, Turkish Kurds who are fighting for independence. When Turkey's new Prime Minister, Necmettin Erbakan, paid a high-profile visit to Iran a few weeks ago, there were many rumors in the region that Iran and Turkey were about to cut a deal to establish zones of influence in northern Iraq, freezing out Baghdad. Professor Shaul Bakash doubts that Iran and Turkey would actually partition northern Iraq, but thinks they may have established ways to cooperate there.
I think they have a common interest, as it were, in not clashing with one another in northern Iraq. But again, I would stress, I think both countries really would be seriously concerned over the breakup of Iraq, in part because of the instability this could create along their own borders, in part because they fear it would set a precedent for intervention in their own Kurdish areas by outside powers.
But if Saddam Hussein does harbor concerns about Iranian and Turkish encroachment, they can only have been strengthened by Iran's attacks in northern Iraq and by Turkey's announcement this week that it plans to create a 6-mile-wide buffer zone along its border with Iraq, on the Iraqi side of the line. This is Ted Clark in Washington.